Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. It's episode 8. I'm Colton Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we each educate each other about the films that we should have seen, but we haven't. We've already seen films like Hannah Montana, The Goodfellas, Kramer vs. Kramer. The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is subscribe to the podcast and listen along every Thursday. Each week we get together, we watch a film, then we come into the studio to talk about it. We talk about what we loved, hated and rated. But before we get into the film, what have we done this week?
I've been off. I'm officially on holiday now.
Salford.
In Salford, yes. I go abroad on Saturday, yes.
Where are you going?
Caribbean.
Nice.
Where?
Nice.
Caribbean.
Yeah. Canabeans.
More fair. Yeah.
Lovely.
You've had a bit of a... You started winding down into holiday mode, though, haven't you? Because we were at a wedding last Sunday.
Yeah.
And you were best man.
I was. I did a speech. I was mint.
I have to say, he was fairly good.
It was very really? Good.
Not everyone laughing because you're David Platt?
No.
No.
I don't know, actually. I didn't ask him. But I mean, the world.
Yeah. And he told too much.
Yeah.
That one of the stories that he told, only he could have got away with. It was a little bit like.
A bit racist.
Oh, yeah, very, 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 very.
Did the groom laugh?
No.
He walked out.
He walked out.
Oh, as I was telling the story.
That's nice.
But yeah, for me, that's
nice. It's a big day. Did you make it up to him?
No. That's. You can do that.
That's best man. That's what the best man's.
You can ruin someone's
yeah.
big day.
Yeah, the
you
best
can.
Man. That's it. I mean, you shouldn't have booked me.
How awkward! Did he pay you?
Yeah.
Well, if you want me, you're gonna get me. You're gonna get the full me.
That wasn't the best bit about the wedding for you, though, was it? Because about 1 o'clock in the morning, we're having a little bit of a dance to Spice Girls.
Spice Girls came on.
I tell you what I want. What does it really, really want?
And
I wanna...
a bit in the song, "Hi, see ya, hold tight." "Hi, see ya, hold tight." I do a full Daniel song, karate kick from Karate Kid, obviously. Pants split right up the arse crack. Gone.
I just get.
"Hi, see ya, hold tight." Pants gone.
Didn't know that anything could happen. He just comes over and goes, Coulson, outside now. Outside now. It takes me outside.
I'm karate kicking. I've split my pants again.
Yeah. Dance floor.
I've split my pants. Can you tell? And then
right
I went,
up.
Yeah,
crack.
You could tell.
So hold on. What do you do in that situation?
Taxi left.
Gone.
Gone. Taxi left. Gone. What do you do? Needle and thread? No. Uber.
Wow. So, good kick, though.
Yeah.
High.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of other stuff that's been happening, it's been quite the week for Ben. You know, he's had a week off. He's come back yesterday. He dropped his phone in the bin. He's putting the rubbish in the bin. He had to fully
dive into the bin.
Fish it out.
It's a big bin.
He's bullied me into bidding on his son's Pokemon cards on his
bay. Clearly my son won't hear this. And obviously, Coulson's bidding quite legitimately to win them, but my son's put his Pokemon cards onto eBay. He's put them on for a lot of money.
If any of you want to bid,
yeah,
you can
please
find them.
You can find them.
He's got a limited edition.
Few GXs on there, shiny, full art. You'll know if you're into Pokemon. Anyway.
There was a bit of a... awkward moment in the flat as well, wasn't there? This morning, in fact.
Yeah, very bad. I walked into it.
Yeah. Bernard, Simon and Garfunkel, The Sounds of Silence playing.
Why don't you, Coulson, explain what we're talking about?
So I think we touched on it in the last episode about FIFA in the flat. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing. If I beat Ben, I like to celebrate. Like, I beat Ben last night and told Alexa to play Ant and Dec Were on the Ball and danced around the flat.
My God.
Now, let's just get this into context. You are awful when you're winning, but you're worse when you're losing. Jack, back me up.
Yes.
I'm like this in a lot of things, not just FIFA, like even playing badminton.
Badminton last night, you fell off. So keep going on to the FIFA.
I'd like to point out that this was completely accidental, but this morning, Ben has gone to log on to his career mode as Dr. Reg, the manager of Newcastle United in 2028.
Can we bear in mind, I've been offered the England job and the Liverpool job. Okay, that's my level of managerial skill. Yep. It's high.
Very good.
Thank you.
It's the year 2028, and you've gone to log on to your save this morning, and it's come up with my Lincoln City. Oh. Completely saved over the game.
Oof.
You accidentally. Saved over,
but then you got annoyed with me because you got a bit like granddad on me about, well, just load your career. Just load your career.
Yeah, because then you were loading mine.
Yeah, I was loading mine because it was meant to be mine. You recorded over it. Then you took the controller and you went, I'll do it. I'll do it. Then you did it. And then you suddenly realised all that work you'd obliterated. So I've got to start
10
again.
10 years.
I'm not going to get those years back.
No.
It has taken you a long time to get there.
How many months is that?
A few.
It's a long time. So we went to watch the film and we've had to change
Well,
film.
We screwed up. So we told you all the other week to watch Man Bites Dog. French film, subtitles.
Very good film.
If you watched the film, you've wasted your time because we're not talking about
it. I mean,
that.
Even I've not watched the film.
But if you've watched the film, it's mint.
We haven't seen it. Basically, there were a number of reasons. One is we couldn't get hold of it for a bit,
could
we?
It was hard to get hold of. I had to order it on DVD.
And then I think there was, when we was going to watch the film, we thought about it and said, is Coulson's head going to fall off?
Yeah. There's a lot going on in it. French, black and white subtitles.
Oof. Oosh. It's the three no's.
It's the three no's. It's the three X's, isn't it?
Already
zoning
out.
There's no straight to judges' houses with that one.
I think it would be good, but probably, I mean, I'm still
we're not
getting
there yet.
Into film.
We're not there.
Tonight.
Yes.
We're not there. That's series four.
So we went for a different film, and we went for something that we thought Coulson would enjoy.
Are you going to talk about the other film we did go for, then we swerved off that one, or do we leave that to another week, do you think?
No, yeah, we might as well say it. We were going to do Chopper.
Yeah.
The Eric Banner film.
There's another film, isn't there?
And then there's another film.
We're doing that. We're going to do that.
Oh, we're going to do that, so don't spoil it.
Okay.
Spoil it, yeah. Chopper.
We watched Chopper.
We watched Chopper.
Liked it. But keeping on the theme of Australian, what did you go for?
Muriel's Wedding.
Bonza, mate.
So, absolute gorka.
Episode 8 is Muriel's Wedding. Great link from me, that one.
Very good.
Right, let's get into it. So, episode 8, Muriel's Wedding.
Episode 8.
Do you want
synopsis.
To give us a synopsis?
Yes, synopsis. It takes place in Australia. And there's a girl
What's the town called?
Oh, what is it? Porpoise Spits.
Porpoise
Spits. It's a dead-end town. Boring. And Muriel, she has a very boring life. She's a bit of a loner. She hasn't really got any friends. All she wants in life is to get married. She's dreamed of a big wedding. And she's down on her luck. And all of her friends are fake friends, don't really like her. And she changes her life and she moves to Sydney to become someone. And she does. And she meets some guy and she gets married.
And all she wanted to do in her life is get married, wasn't she?
Yes.
And her family, especially her father,
yeah,
put her down, have put her down for the whole of her life.
Yeah. And the soundtrack's ABBA.
Which I loved.
You loved and sang.
Yeah. So, initially, for me, I really liked the film.
Okay.
So I liked the bit in the city, in Sydney, more than I liked the bit in the town.
Okay.
I think that's because I liked the friendship between Muriel and Rona.
Yeah.
More than I liked the bit in the family.
Oh, did you? That's
interesting. But that was at the start of the film.
Yeah.
Because then, if you ask me who my favourite character in the film was, or the character that Like, there's a bit in the film, and if you've seen it, you'll know. The mum proper got me. That I felt myself going a bit. Because I assumed it was a comedy. Like, that film is not a comedy. You made it out like it's comedy. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to sing. I'm going to love it.
But there is moments.
And there's bits where I was like, this is heavy.
Heartbreaking.
She's always wanted to get married. She's a bit of the reject of her family, so she goes to Sydney. Mm. And then in Sydney, she works around getting married, and it doesn't work out for her. So she goes to the paper to find an advert, and that's where she finds the South African
swimmer
Olympics. Who needs to marry to be Australian.
Yeah.
So she gets married to him, and it's perfect for her. It's a dream.
Yeah, but it's a marriage of convenience, so he can get... Residency to win a gold
medal. And she's getting paid to marry him. But she doesn't care. She's getting the big wedding. She's getting it exactly how she wanted. And there's just bits throughout the film with the mum where obviously the dad's having an affair and the director leaves shots on the mum.
Dorothy Chambers.
She always comes out.
Dorothy Chambers comes in, the dad's having an affair with. And, you know, it must have been said six times in the film, oh, Dorothy, I didn't expect you here. Mm. And she comes in and, you know, well, what a convenience.
It isn't just the sadness from the mum because the father is having an affair. It's that years of being in that family and being crushed by the father. Yeah. So all the children are crushed by the father, aren't they?
He puts them all down, says how useless they are.
So he sits them around the table in that restaurant and puts them all down one by one. That's a very interesting part of the film. He deliberately takes all of them out and then the mum at last. Mm. The affair is
the kick in the teeth
at the very end. But for the mum, it's that sort of long-term depression.
Mm. I think it's the bit as well where...
And she blames herself, don't she? Yes.
They're at Muriel's wedding. The dad's obviously there. He walks down the aisle. Muriel goes, where's my mum? He goes, I couldn't afford a plane ticket. You've stolen all my money. She's getting a bus here. Mm. And then we see her mum scampering up out of the taxi. She's done all of her makeup. She's wearing a dress, present. She's got new shoes on. She's obviously put everything into her daughter's wedding. The wedding started, so she sits at the back, and her daughter completely doesn't notice that she's there. And there's a shot on her there.
She walks past her. She's married. Yeah, she's walking out of the church.
And she doesn't acknowledge
her. But that's when you did pick up on, and when you're watching it, what's so beautiful about what the director does is he doesn't focus on Muriel, Toni Collette, and the wedding, does he? He leaves you on that shot of the mum slowly becoming heartbroken.
Yeah.
And her eyes welling up at this beautiful moment and her not being part of it. And he keeps on it just that bit longer.
Yeah.
That really
makes it awkward for you to watch. Yeah. I think there was probably four moments in the film where I felt it. But then by the third one at the wedding, I was really like, oh, that's like hurt. Mm. And like, you wouldn't dream of putting your mum into a situation like that. Like, it's a sort of, especially for me, it's a sort of thing that would break my heart knowing. Mm. But because Muriel's so naive in her special day.
She talks about it at the end, is that she wasn't aware she was lying. She wasn't aware it was all fake.
Yeah.
She just thought, I want to get married. And if I get married, I will be someone.
Yeah.
So she was blinded to everything and then got married and got everything she wanted and realised it wasn't.
There's another bit that breaks my heart with the mum when she's in the supermarket.
Yeah, with the shoes.
Starts on the shoes that
which are the wedding shoes and the wedding shoes.
That are hurting her. And you see that her feet are all cracked. From wearing blistered. These shoes. So then she takes them off and she puts the sandals on and doesn't pay for them and goes out, but then gets arrested. And then her husband has to sort that out and it's like she's failed again.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. That's that bit of her. When you break that down, the reason she's wearing the wedding shoes is it's probably the only pair of shoes she's got, and she's probably spent so much money on them to look mint for her daughter's wedding, where she's been ignored at, and then she has to rectify it by putting a pair of sandals on from the $2 shop that she can't afford, she hasn't paid for. Then her husband's getting with the police, and that's when he just hits her with the, I want a divorce. I'm getting with Dorothy.
I'm leaving you. I'm going off with Dorothy and I want a divorce. Then he walks out.
And I went, she's going to kill herself. Like, you could just tell that she'd gone. And she just walked around the house and I was like, I really felt it. And then, I don't know if it was stronger or not stronger that the story went back to Sydney and Muriel, and then she gets a phone call saying that her mum's dead. Or if we didn't need to see it. I think that was how powerful it was, the fact that the last shot we saw of her was her in a kitchen
crying,
and you could just tell that it was the end. Like, it didn't need to. And then she gets a phone call saying that her mum's died. She's told she has a heart attack, and then her sister tells her that she's overdosed on sleeping pills. And that's really, that's almost the wake-up call for Muriel as well, in the fact that she goes to the person she's married to and says, look, this can't happen, this isn't right, this is fake. And then I think she tries to go and restart her life again in Sydney. She finishes things with her dad and lets her dad know that, you know, he's responsible and he's the reason why his kids aren't a success. And that bit of seeking approval and the way that almost her mum had to die for that to be, you know, even when the mum's died, the dad doesn't care.
No.
The dad's going, well, it's going to get me off the trial. You know, that's it. Yeah, they're not going to take, my wife's died, they're going to take pity on me. And I think it's just that bit of, I'm trying not to use a strong word here, it's that bit of, like, arrogance.
Oh, yeah, still, he's still always thinking, like, of himself.
Because he is, You wouldn't know it. He's quite a funny character, but when you break it down, he's a proper nasty piece of work.
He's a bully, but yeah. I suppose it's also that reflection that Muriel makes, is that she didn't realise where she was and how she was.
Yeah,
and then she has a moment of enlightenment over her mum, and then sees the father for what he is.
Yeah,
and she sees similarities with herself.
Yes, yeah. And then sees the friend and sees what that friend gave her. Her friend, halfway through the movie or maybe three quarters of the way through the movie, the friend that she goes on holiday with.
Rowena.
Rona. Rowena's suddenly come in. We've invented a new character.
The number two. Yeah.
Said it was such conviction now.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, the way Rowena.
You sort of corrected me with the wrong correction. It's Rowena.
What is it?
Rona. But the way you did it was like really like, oh, come on, Rowena. Yeah. Yeah. I still haven't forgotten the FIFA, okay? It still stings. She gets a cancer tumour on her spine, doesn't she?
Yeah. That is a funny scene. Not the cancer on the spine. Exactly. The beanbag.
Yeah, in terms of the comedy, yes, that's the best bit. So to explain this, they've gone on a night out. Muriel's on a date. Rona, is out and she pulls two sailors. She goes back to the apartment. They live together. Muriel goes...
Hold on. I don't think they are sailors. They're just dressed as sailors. But the way she pulls two sailors.
No, I think they are.
I think they're in the army.
US sailors, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Carry on.
She pulls two American men. and goes back to the hotel. And then Muriel, on her date, it takes a turn and they go back to the apartment. And it's really awkward. I don't think
the Muriel's being back
the sort
TV.
Of girl that brings people back. You know, she's making them a cup of tea, like it's all tentative. They're sat on a beanbag. They're watching TV and things start to get a little bit frisky.
Mm.
He removes a top and he's kissing her. And then she's wearing a tight leather skirt. And he goes to unzip it. And he unzips the beanbag. And beans are everywhere. And her dress is still on.
Through the window. naked sailors walk in.
Everyone. It's a naked sailor watch, isn't it? Because then she's transfixed by the willy.
Yes.
And she can't stop laughing and looking two willies in her face, shocked, laughing. It's a brilliant bit, though, isn't it? Because you're on this high moment.
Pissing yourself.
And then suddenly in the corner, her friend Rona collapses in the corner and goes on the floor, and Toni Collette's still laughing. The director does really well because you see her collapse, flicks to Toni Collette still laughing, flicks back to her friend, and her friend says, "I can't move my legs." And then you see their laughter slowly fall away from her face, and then you realise
the next scene's into the hospital.
The next scene's in the hospital when they're told
she's got cancer.
She's got cancer in her spine. It's a very clever film, I think. Mm.
It's that bit of comedy to real heartache. It's not sad. It's heartache.
Yeah.
You know, it's extreme laughs to, I'm going to cry. And then, and the in-between.
Mm.
Like, I don't think I've seen a film like it in the fact of, if you told me that you had a film about a girl who's desperate to get married with ABBA songs.
Sounds boring.
You know?
Well, no, not
it's got ABBA songs in.
Because his head fell off. Right, okay. Girl gets married to ABBA. Oh, my word. Is it 4 hours?
Is it
a trilogy? My word. Crikey. Waterloo. We had that, didn't we? By the TV, didn't we, Jack?
God.
Let's talk about Jack. Well, before it came up, then the hand.
No, what was brilliant, before she's coming down the aisle,
I started
before
singing,
the
I do.
Song came on.
It was so obvious to me.
You're so obvious. You started singing, say
love
I do.
Me
that's
or
it.
Leave me down. My album is coming out for Christmas, if you want to listen. I'll put it in the link. just that look of disapproval from Ben.
Yeah.
And the friends, got to mention the friends, because they're brilliant.
But there's
they are brilliant, aren't they? Because that's not easy to do,
no.
I don't think, is it?
No.
That really nasty.
Yeah. Right, that part, though.
But
that,
thinking they're being nice,
yes.
And thinking they're really, really nice people, and the complete twats.
That part of the
and
film.
And they put her down.
Yeah.
Reminded me of, I don't know if you've seen Mean Girls, but that reminded me so much of Mean Girls in the way they were. And then her step away from that was almost like achievement number one.
Mm.
Then making a friend, achievement number two. Moving to Sydney, achievement number three. And you just see her take big steps, and then the wedding happens and she's just back to square one.
Yeah.
She's got married, she's got what I wanted, but then the friends who bullied her are now a bridesmaid.
And now a bridesmaid.
And it's like, why? You know, it's frustrating. As a viewer, it's a bit like, because you get a bit of a connection with Muriel and you want her to do well and all she wants to do is prove these people wrong. And then she's obviously literally taking a step back.
Mm. Mm.
If we have to pick out highlights of the film, any nitpick of highlight has to be beanbag sexy.
Beanbag's good. I also like, where's Charlie Chandler's food? I mean, that was just ridiculous.
Fair bit of casual racism.
Ridiculous. Chinese restaurant. He's sat with Chinese and Japanese people wanting to put money into his business. And he just shouts over, where's Charlie Chandler with our food? It's just absolutely terrible.
In terms of the comedy, there's some really good one-liners. Like, there's some good bits in
what
there.
What was that one line she said?
You're terrible, Muriel.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Yeah,
and every time that slight, you're terrible, Muriel.
With that smile.
Smiling.
That smile. It's very good.
Oh. P.S. I'm a massive whale.
Whale. That was it. That was
it. That was good.
So she's reading, their brother's reading her
postcard from Muriel.
From when she's in Bali. And he reads it out, and they're all going, oh, isn't that beautiful? My daughter's doing so well. And then he goes, P.S., I'm a massive fat whale.
Oh, God.
It's that balance between hysterical laughs and on the verge of heartbreak. Like, it's weird. As a film, it definitely did something. There was a bit where I was waiting for the eyes, because normally,
yes,
in a film, I get the eyes off you two going, this is a bit what he's got to react to. And like in Kramer versus Kramer, you didn't get it and you were frustrated. But in that film, I was waiting for the eyes and they never came. And I think if I'd have got the eyes, I could have gone, because I was close. It was more the bit with the mum. I think the bit that got me was at the wedding.
The wedding.
I was like, oh, it's rough.
Yeah.
Proper rough. So I think overall, all three of us liked that film. Like, I don't think... It's not really a film that you can say much...
What genre is? Well, can you? Well, I suppose it's comedy, isn't it?
And, you know...
It went to a moment, didn't it? It's like, there was Strictly Ballroom.
Yeah.
That was around the same time, wasn't it?
Mm.
You haven't seen that yet. Yeah, it is a very... That tragicomedy, isn't it?
It's good.
It's very good.
Speaking of good, ratings.
Rating. For me, I was thinking of this. I can't remember what I gave Goodfellas.
9.
Was it not a 9.5?
I don't think so. We'll have to ask producer Ben.
We'll have to ask.
My rating, you're going to hate me, but ooh, I think it's an 8.5.
Here we go, the 0.5.
It's a 0.5.
You do like the 0.5.
I do.
It gets you out of trouble, that's
nobody
why.
Else uses it.
Because
it
gets...
I think it's more than 8, but it's not a 9. So that's why. The characters. And there's just so many. I mean, all the brothers and sisters.
There's a lot of siblings.
Dorothy Chambers, the dad, the mum... Chalk.
I think what's interesting, but also is interesting, is they're all good.
Yeah.
There's not one weak link in that whole of that
the
supporting
swimmer.
Cast. The
brilliant.
Swimmer, very good.
When he's just
you
staring
start to like
at her.
Him.
Oh, you do in the end, yeah. But when he's just staring at her.
Yeah.
When she's coming down the aisle and the sweat on his face.
And the first time they meet where he's like, no. And then that last scene they have when it's a little bit like, oh, actually, he's starting to...
Mm.
He's starting to get a little bit of a feeling for her.
Yeah.
And obviously she... I think it's quite a strong moment because Muriel goes, no, it's not me. It's a lie and I can't.
Script, brilliant. Director, brilliant. The songs, great soundtrack.
Mint. That's the songs are 10 out of 10.
You were tapping your feet. You
don't get me wrong, dude. I'm not gonna trash ABBA here.
Yeah.
It works. I'm not just taking out... Dancing Queen, when she's giving it the full Agneta on the stage, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so 8.5 for me.
Ben?
It's hard, because I'm determined not to use a 0.5.
So you're going to go 8 or 9?
9, that's exactly where I am.
Yeah.
That's exactly. 9's big. 9 is big. I'm just going to give it... I'm going to go solid 8 again. Because, really good, really excellent. Would I watch it multiple times? Probably not. Do I think it's... A really, really excellent film of that type? Absolutely. Is it right up there into the 9 or 10 for me? No.
Okay.
Right.
Oof. Here we go.
I think it's a 9 from me, but it's got aspects of a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got aspects of lower than. There's just...
Are you saying it's between 9 and 10?
It's got aspects of...
Sounds like there's a 0.5,
Chris. You're pushing for 0.5. I thought he was going all over the rating system there. It's got aspects of a 4 and a 5. But you can also feel there's a 1 in there. But I'd also go a very steady 10 for some of it. It's like a graph.
Like, that bit between comedy and heartbreak is a 10. The music is a 10. The start-up and the initial bit between... the friendship and the girls and the scene in the restaurant where that's at like a bit of a 7 for me.
Oh.
But it's
but that's I'd say that Coulson, but that story.
That's cool. It can't. I obviously.
So hold on. Once, because I think this is reasonably important. The bit about the mum that really got you and grabbed you.
Yeah.
Is only played out from those moments at the start. If you have none of those moments at the start.
Lights
down. The power cut?
What the?
The lights have gone down.
What's happened?
Oh, Ben's been fiddling with his app.
Ben's playing. He's on it. That's how bored he is listening to the ratings.
The money's run out. The meter.
Lights are off.
Here we go.
That's it. More money.
Hello.
Every time you listen, it's a penny.
The
scene I meant was the young girls in the restaurant where they tell her she's not coming on holiday and all that kind of stuff.
I think it's still. I think it still applies.
And it's a 9. That's a big rating for me.
Are you going with 9?
Yeah, 100%.
No 0.5. Yeah.
No, 9. No 0.5.
So what's that?
That's 8.5. Add 8, which is 16.5. Add 9. Ben?
25.5.
It's above Hannah Montana.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oof.
Kick.
I mean, maybe I might have to change my rating slightly. Oh. Right.
1.
So this week you've taught me all about Muriel's Wedding. Next week it's my turn to teach you. Now, I really, really don't know what film to give you. I've got about 6 in my head. And
gut instinct.
Gut instinct changes regularly. Right. I'm going to go with the one that I wanted to give you like a few eps ago. When okay. I gave you Blues Brothers, this is the one I wanted to give you.
Okay.
It's a film. It's a British film.
Okay.
Called Papadopoulos and Sons.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. Have you, Ben?
Oh, yeah, I have.
It's awful.
I have heard of it. I've seen it.
Brilliant.
Can so, we see it again?
This week, we're going to go away and watch Papadopoulos and Sons. If you want to watch it too. We'll be back here this Thursday. If you want to keep involved on the conversation, you can follow us on Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club and Twitter.
Having a wee in the studio.
Pouring his drink. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sofa Cinema Club. Get involved. Send us some messages. We love reading them.
Peace.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.